All right, so I'm coming to you live from the RSE UK Touring Van, and like our producer, driver, stage manager, David Naylor, it is a magnificent beast.
Yes, I'm doing all the driving. Jack of all trades, yet master of none.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 335, Inside Titus Vandronicus. Titus Vandronicus is the name we gave to our UK touring van for our 2013 British tour of the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged Revised. And on our very first day in this van, driving from London up to York for our first performances at the York Theatre Royal, I chatted with David Naylor, Matt Rippey, Gary Fannin, and Ben Stratton about this lovely van and how it compares to past touring vans we have loved and loathed.
This is a nice van. Matt Rippey, you and I and Davey were all on the sports tour a year ago, and this van is a huge improvement over that. I would say the seats are nicer. Davey, you said it was cheaper too, right?
Yeah.
Cheaper?
How does that work? The seats are much nicer. They're all they're like...
Bucket seats.
Yeah, bucket seats, like captain's chairs.
They all recline, too.
They all recline except for the one right behind them. It doesn't have a bench. Remember, we had a bench in the back, like a shelf.
Which was weird because it was like a bunk bed.
Right.
So you couldn't sit, but you could like crawl up into the space and kind of sleep with your knees hugged to your chest.
Yeah.
But in this case, we have a full like back couch.
Mm-hmm.
So if we get tired of, you know, looking at each other, because these we have a little table, and then four seats, you know, two facing each other. And if we get tired looking at each other's, you know, goofy gobs, we can at least just pop into the back seat. I like the faux marble effect. It's real 70s.
Yes.
Kind of cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
It also has satellite navigation. It also has a PS3. It has a hard disk drive with lots of movies already installed on it.
Sweet!
And a radio and stereo. And
if we could get it working, it has built-in Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
But we're still navigating that, right?
We're working on now. We'll get that figured out.
And it also has wheels to make us move.
Does that come standard, or was that an extra?
Optional extra, yeah.
Now, I know that when Ali Bostad, our company manager, hears this back in the States, she's going to be jealous because the lights turned on just with the flick of a switch, instead of with the flick of a power thing and hitting another switch. Now, are there power outlets?
Yes, there are.
Yeah, they're right there.
Oh, right.
Two there and two under the table.
And they appear to be like built in and, you know, thought of prior to the installation of everything else.
Right.
In the last van, it was very much kind of like an add-on.
Yes.
Like, wires that were gaffer taped and stuck and weird coded messages like, plug this in first, don't turn that on, turn this off first, but if you're going to plug that in, then stand 6 feet away and tell everyone to stand outside the van.
Right. Sadly, the bathroom fittings are only gold plate, though.
Yes.
Oh, boy, for just one heartbeat there, you got me thinking, there's a toilet in this van?
April Fool's.
I could live it. Yeah, April Fool's.
There's a weird protocol, right? Everyone has their different style of van etiquette.
Yes.
And so this is our first trip. This is van etiquette. This is our first trip. So, you know, we're going to have to either draw straws or figure this out. I know when we were doing Belgium and Holland, it was a NAF van that was really just seats all facing forward. There was very little room. Three people had to sit in the front. And so there was kind of like this rotating concept of all seats are bad, some are worse than others. So the idea was basically the last person to arrive at the van in the morning would get the shit seat.
Yeah.
And the first person could get shotgun. But I know that some people like their own seat. I don't know. What are we going to do?
We're going to do shotgun, but standard shotgun rules. You have to be able to see the vehicle before calling shotgun.
You can't call it at the breakfast table.
You can't call it at the breakfast. No, that's rubbish.
Or in the bar the night before.
Yeah,
okay.
I've already marked my territory right here.
Ben has peed in his seat, so he is...
No one is going to see him.
But you bet you like to go to a specific seat every day. You know that that's going to be your place.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And Rippey, you're kind of free and easy. You kind of go either way.
Well, I don't know. I sort of covet Ben's seat. He just looks very comfy.
The chair he's sitting on or his actual bottom?
Oh, well...
Leave it. What happens on the tours? What happens in the van stays in the van.
I'm just gonna recline.
Oh, there's tinted windows, so in case we do have to sleep in the car park. Wow, that seat really does recline. Look at that. I almost said decline. That I declined to recline. Those really. Oh, fantastic. Is this the nicest van anybody's ever had on one of our RC tours?
Yeah. Now, the last time I was in a van for the reduced was 12 years ago.
With the Millennium.
That was 1999, 2000. So 14 years ago. And that van was not good.
Really?
I mean, this was way before anybody really needed Wi-Fi. But yeah, there was no. In fact, we barely had mobiles as well.
Well,
yeah.
And you said you reminded me, we had 9 people on that tour because there were five. Because there was 2 girls in the cast,
yep.
5 people total in the cast, 3 stage managers.
Yep, and then the sound engineer as well. So there were 4 crew and 5. Yes, yeah, so it was a van of 9 people.
But
and
it must have been much bigger than this.
Yeah, it was a lot bigger. We didn't have a table. This one has a lovely sort of faux marble table.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So and like Rupi was saying, all the seats face the same way. So it was. And yeah, equally, they were all crap seats, and one of them was like almost like sitting on a toilet. It's like the bottom was almost completely gone from it.
Now, I remember seeing somebody on tour over here on one of the tours, and they really were all captain's chairs. They all faced front, but they were swirly, literally like Captain Kirk sort of captain's chairs. You know, they were independent.
Awesome.
That seems kind of nice.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You could spin around and go penny whoop factor 4.
Yeah, that's right. The van that Gary was just describing for the Millennium Tour actually got us into a lot of trouble. Me and Graham, the stage manager, had to go to court about it. Well, it's a very long story, which I won't bore you with now.
What's the reduced version?
We got pulled over by the police, and they said that we were driving it illegally. It's one of those ones with a tachograph that you're supposed to keep records with, which we didn't. And we ended up going to court, and we spent hours and hours and hours with our lawyer doing all this stuff. We got there, the judge threw it out straight away. So, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. Well, now, Austin Titchener, now, yeah. In the States, you know, we don't really spend much time in a van. It's mostly airports and, you know, waiting at gates and then the odd rent-a-car. Are you jealous at all? Which do you prefer?
Interesting. Reed prefers vans. Reed prefers driving. I prefer flying because when we're driving, I'm usually driving.
Right.
And I like to drive, and I don't mind driving, but I certainly can't get anything else accomplished.
Right.
So at least on these tours here, I can sit in the back here and edit podcasts or, you know, pretend I'm getting some other work done. But in the States, when we do drive, like we'll fly to Boston and we'll drive around New England for 2 weeks, we'll usually get 2 cars, right? A van that Allie and Elaine, the stage managers, the tech team, will drive all the stuff into the venue, and then the actors will be in a sedan that they will follow about 3 hours later.
yeah. I mean, I think if I had my druthers, I'd rather be in a van all the time because I'm not a control freak. Well, no, I am a control freak, but not a control freak who wants to control others. I don't want others to control me.
Right.
And when I'm sitting at a gate and I'm at the mercy of whatever weird rules and things going on that they can't really tell you about, they just mysteriously cancel flights and then reroute you and all that stuff, and I feel at the mercy of this thing that's beyond my control, I would much rather be in a van knowing that Davey's putting pedal to the metal and we're hooking them down the M1.
Legal limits.
Well, and then there's a much greater illusion of control in the van because rolling along here and not there's no traffic as we head up to York on a bank holiday.
I'll take this anytime. And besides, inside this van, we can partay.
Oh yeah,
that's right.
Yes, although I miss the flight hostesses and hosts.
Well, I can see that we've all brought our supplies, and Ben has brought a deck of cards, so it's likely to get cray-cray up in here.
Oh, my God.
Up in this.
We've got cards, poker chips.
Called poker crisps in the UK. Poker crisps.
I'm Peter Holland. I'm the McNeil Family Professor in Shakespeare Studies at the University of Notre Dame, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? In the States, in June of 2013, you can see us in Columbia, Maryland. But in the UK in 2013, you can see us all over. In Hedge End, Shanklin, Yeovil, Exeter, Swindon, Crawley, Tunbridge Wells, Tewksbury, Bromsgrove, Newtown, Bridport, Barnstable, Solihull, Hereford, Harlech, Great Yarmouth, High Wycombe, to Camberley, Surrey, Hastings, East Dulwich, Aberystwyth, Southport, Lincoln, Barnsley, Barrow and Furness, Leeds, Ayr, Stirling, South Shields, Musselburgh, and London for 4 weeks at the Leicester Square Theatre in July and August. Several of these performances are already sold out, and many of them are close to it, so check our tour schedule, our Twitter feed, and the venue near you for more information. We have also just added more UK touring dates for this fall of 2013 from September to December, so check out those as well. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information. Now, we didn't name the touring van Titus until after we recorded this podcast, but we did begin kicking around suggestions. First, however, we began to discover some of Titus's limitations.
I'm just wondering, where is the room for the groupies?
Right? Let's see.
Talk about illusions of control. So, but Davey tweeted a picture of this magnificent beast, this van that we're in, and said, what should we call him or her? And there's been a lot, it's been a great hashtag game of name the RSC tour van, and there's been a lot of great suggestions about what we should name it. Now, Davey, you had said that the sat nav is traditionally called Keith. So, like, where does Keith tell us to go today? Why is it called Keith?
That comes from our wonderful stage manager, Jan. From the Belgium and Holland tour in 2001. Hello, Jan, if you're listening. Hello, sir. He just called it Keith, which we thought was very bizarre because Keith is not really a very Dutch name.
I was going to say, the least Dutch-sounding name I can think of.
But he was... sat now we're called Keith, and because he had to do everything it said, we called him Keith's bitch.
Jan was Keith's bitch.
I don't know if that's podcastable. Apologies.
But there have been a lot of good suggestions. The first one, David Lohr suggested we call the Van Jeeves.
Ooh,
Jeeves.
Nice.
Where should we? But how do what?
Too posh.
Too posh. Yeah.
This is more like a spearmint rhino on wheels.
It actually does look like...
Minus the naked ladies.
Well,
At the moment. Well, yes, I see.
Although I do play all the women, so, you know, if you want, I can just fulfill that.
Wow, I really don't want that. It's amazing how much I don't want that.
How about Gunther?
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 Yes.
I like that.
Forward Gunther.
Forward Gunther.
I was thinking of more of a Shakespearean name, a Shakespearean character. You know?
Yeah. Somebody suggested, Vanity. And I went, oh, we should call it Woman. Van, thy name is Woman.
Yeah,
it's only vaguely sexist. Shall we go? All right, time to go climb into Woman. Matt Pearson, who's not riding up in the van with us to York because he has chosen to see Book of Mormon tonight, and I suspect we're going to get an email later that says, you know what, guys, I've decided I'd rather stay and do that show. He says we should name the van...
Just for the record, Matt, if you're ever listening to this, you suck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's such a good time without you.
He suggested we should name the van Bernard.
Bernard?
Well, I know. Yeah, I think we should probably use the American pronunciation, Bernard. Now, Steve B. On Twitter says, maybe call it something British like the TARDIS.
If it were blue, I
would be a great suggestion, yeah. But it's a white van. He also says maybe...
There's definitely not bigger on the inside.
No, it's definitely not, no. He also suggested from Downton Abbey we call it Mr. Bates. I thought maybe since it's us, we should call it Masturbates, but maybe... Matthew K. Sears suggests we call it the Tudor Four-Door. Hello, Tudor Four-Door.
I like it.
Now, Matt Rippey, several people have suggested a Torchwood-ish names.
Uh-oh.
Spitfire, which was the name of Captain Jack's ship, plane, right?
Right.
Or Captain Jack itself, we could call it Captain Jack. Somebody suggests calling it Alarmed, summoned to action. It's from the Scottish play. No, we can't quote the Scottish play in the van.
My God, you can't say that
now,
in a van.
Jake, who goes by the Twitter handle Jake's Alter Ego, says, just call it a horse.
Hey. Very good.
The Artrix Arts Center. Where's the Artrix Arts Center? We're performing.
Bromsgrove.
In Bromsgrove?
Yes.
All right, very good. They suggest we call it Wills on Wheels.
Wills on Wheels.
Now, somebody else has suggested, and I can't find him, whoever it was. He just said, what if we call it Willie? Willie?
But I do love my Willie.
You do love your Willie, yes. Now, Jeremy Bennington on Twitter says, call it Stratford-on-Avon. Hello!
I like puns. The more like puns, the better.
Howard Sherman says Rosebud. I'm not sure if that's a suggestion for the name or he's just or whether he's just died.
Right, yeah.
Baba Yaga Press, I don't know, it's on Twitter, says the Puck Wagon or the Puck Mobile.
Right.
Oh, Volkus Stimme from Germany says Vanlet. Vanlet.
That's a thinker.
He also suggests we should name it Richard III. Because this too will spend a lot of time in a car park. So there's some good suggestions, but
yeah,
any conclusions? I don't think we've come to any conclusions.
I don't think we should rush this. This is an important decision. I think we need to assess these and see what else comes in.
Yes. Yeah, this could be a tour long endeavor. In fact, maybe we should just call it like the Mach 5.
Ooh, yes.
Maybe,
does it jump over cars?
Maybe we can even make it a bit of a competition that, say, and then, after the next 2 weeks,
right,
we give them, I don't know, a pair of smelly socks that we wore in the show. And,
that's a great prize.
Yeah.
Prize is a nightmare.
Matt Rippey.
We'll sign the socks, right?
Yeah,
I mean, they'll be autographed smelly socks.
No, I don't know. These are pretty good suggestions, even without the promise of smelly socks.
Yeah.
So, this would be great. Stay tuned, and we will find out we'll find out what the van is going to be called, and we'll find out how long the actors survive in it.
and if we make it to York.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. We did, in fact, make it to York, and later that same night, Twitter follower @BenedictTheMad sent us the suggestion Titus Vandronicus, which we immediately decided was the winner. Benedict the Mad won 2 tickets to see us perform in London this summer. Send us your rejected van names via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a Twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, ReducedShakespeare.com. Thanks as always to webmaster Matt Rippey, van mechanic Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Mia V. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Davey Rippey, Gary Ben, and Benedict the Mad, and to all of our Twitter followers who sent in suggestions. Special thanks also to Professor Peter Holland, late of Cambridge University, Stratford-upon-Avon, but now the McNeil Family Professor in Shakespeare Studies at the University of Notre Dame. You'll hear a full podcast interview with Peter in a few weeks. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 335 1,005 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. And it only occurred to me just now that we never even considered calling the van Morrison.
That's how you can tell how early in the tour it is. Everybody's still talking to each other.
Group hug.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less. So much less.